This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Hey, tomorrow the show is going on the road. The Art Bar at the Sonesta Hotel in Center City. I love the Art Bar. I love the Sonesta. It's a beautiful hotel. Live broadcast tomorrow afternoon. Stop by and say hello. It's located at 18th and Market Streets in Center City. Happy hour specials. By the way, there's parking right on site there. They have a garage. Happy hour specials from 5 to 8 p.m. with complimentary bites. Yes, there'll be some food there. It'll be fun. So it's Thirsty Thursdays, as they call it. At the Art Bar, it's a beautiful bar. It really is. Very, very modern. It's nice. It's cozy and comfortable, too. And they'll have happy hour drink specials and also food. That's the Sonesta Hotel, one of my absolute favorite hotels to stay in. And the Art Bar, it's just a great place. And if you want, you can even stay and have dinner. Ruth's Chris is right there as well. So do that tomorrow. Hope to see you there live, 3 to 6, obviously. That's the show. Okay, so they are honoring former Senator Bob Dole today. Of course, he is a legendary senator who also ran for president, as you know, in 1996 against Bill Clinton. Senators from both parties are honoring the former senator. He was always very, very well-liked. Both sides liked him as a senator. I mean, particularly, he was revered. He was just a gentleman. It was a different time back then. It was a time of a lot more cooperation, quite frankly. And that was a probably different era. It was also kind of the early days of television. I mean, they had television in the Senate, but the grandstanding that Senator Barry Goldwater warned against hadn't reached full peak potential. Like, if you do it from a chart, all right, if you take Senator Barry Goldwater, who said when they first started talking about having cameras in the Senate, he said, this will lead to grandstanding. This is going to be ridiculous. Don't do this. And then you take yesterday's Cory Booker performance. That has reached peak ridiculousness. I mean, there is it's the super, super ridiculous hyperventilation drive overdrive yesterday that we witnessed with Cory Booker. Do we have any audio from yesterday with Booker? All right. This is a little bit, again, if you haven't, this is Cory Booker mansplaining a Republican woman, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the absolute, utter, over-the-top drama from Senator Cory Booker, exactly what 1 years ago people warned about with cameras in these rooms. You put cameras in the Senate committee hearings, you put cameras on the floor, you're going to get grandstanding. Oh, baby, this is grandstanding.
I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House. That's unacceptable to me. There are threats in this country. People plotting. I receive enough death threats to know the reality. Kamala receives enough death threats to know the reality.
All right, so there's amazing. This goes on and on for minutes. By the way, we have an audio recording of the time Cory Booker's pizza was late. You have that, right, Greg? It's time his pizza was late, and they got to his house at about, I think it was about an hour late when his pizza arrived. Take a listen.
I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting.
Yeah, because Dick Durbin was starving, and Cory didn't have any pizza for him. He had tears of rage. Turns out tears of rage is how Cory Booker responds to everything that ever happens to him. True. That's grandstanding. But then I thought to myself, hey, Rich, nobody can outdo Cory Booker when it comes to grandstanding. And Jeff Flake said, hold my beer. Senator Jeff Flake, future MSNBC Saturday morning host, Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona, decides now, hey, why should I let Cory Booker get all the attention on MSNBC when I should be getting all the attention on MSNBC. So he decides to go on the floor of the United States Senate, this revered institution, where today they're honoring Senator Bob Dole. I'm trying to think of Bob Dole standing up there. in the 1990s and just going after the president of the United States in this matter, or the president of the United States in his own party for that matter in this matter, but even a president in the opposite party in this matter. Can't see it. I just don't see Senator Bob Dole doing that. Every time I hear Bob Dole, all I think about is Norm MacDonald's impression of him on Saturday Night Live.
So good.
That's all I think about.
So good.
Bob Dole. Jeff Flake now. This is a little bit. We have a lot of the grandstanding from Jeff Flake. We'll just take a little bit from the floor of the Senate speech today. Take a listen.
It is a testament to the condition of our democracy that our own president uses words infamously spoken by Joseph Stalin to describe his enemies. It bears noting that so fraught with malice was the phrase enemy of the people that even Nikita Khrushchev forbade its use, telling the Soviet Communist Party that the phrase had been introduced by Stalin for the purpose of, quote, annihilating such individuals, unquote, who disagreed with the supreme leader.
All right, now let's stop it for a second. I mean, Cory Booker, as crazy as he was yesterday, didn't compare Trump to Stalin. You know what I mean? There's still that. Or he didn't compare him to... That's what I'm saying. As much as Cory was off the rocker, crazy grandstanding, and he was, at least he never compared Trump to one of the biggest tyrannical mass murderers in American, or world history, I should say, world history. Because Khrushchev was responsible for the purges, which led to, I don't know, maybe 12 million people dead, maybe as high as 19 million people dead. The estimates are all over the place because they hid the bodies, literally hid the bodies. Joseph Stalin, who would have journalists killed. Now, Jim Acosta, who's annoying, Jim Acosta whines from the Oval Office. He's not shot from the Oval Office. He's not rounded up from the Oval Office. As much as you can disagree with Trump's policies, to compare him to Joseph Stalin, which is exactly what he's doing, by the way. It's exactly what Jeff Flake's doing. Make no mistake about it. This is Senator Jeff Flake's little grandstanding for MSNBC's purposes to get a show, because he wants to be known as the brave Republican who stood up to Trump and compared him to Joseph Stalin. It's shameful. It's beyond shameful. Trump has had, since he's been inaugurated, he's only killed, I want to say, I don't know, maybe a million people, maybe two tops. He's only rounded up, I don't know, 25, 30 journalists that we haven't heard from them since, right? It's just so shameful to compare him to Joseph Stalin. But again, Jeff Flake needs a job. And if you need a job, you got to grandstand. And if you're going to grandstand, you better make it good, because you got to go big. You got to go big or go home. So he says, watch this. I'll throw Joseph Stalin down. What a jerk. All right, keep going.
This alone should be the source of great shame for us in this body, especially for those of us in the president's party, for they are shameful, repulsive statements. And of course, the president has it precisely backward. Despotism is the enemy of the people. The free press is the despot's enemy, which makes the free press the guardian of democracy. When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion, not the press. I dare say
Shut up. You're such a jerk. I want to share this with you from the victimsofcommunism.org. I'll share this with you because this is important to understand. Stalin and the Soviet Union. Joseph Stalin, the leader of the Soviet Union from the mid-1920s until his death in 1953, employed terror, repression, and execution to maintain his control over the Soviet people. Famine, the worst of which occurred in the Ukraine, and execution, particularly within the forced labor camp system, the Gulag, resulted in the deaths of millions of people. His purges in the 1930s decimated the political and military leadership of the country, making the Soviet Union ill-prepared for the Nazi invasion in World War II. His cruelty was staggering, and his victims numbered tens of millions of Soviet people. In addition, he led a global campaign to socialize the world, which resulted in the deaths of countless millions worldwide. And that idiot, Jeff Flake, just stood on the floor of the Senate and compared President Donald Trump to that guy. And don't mince words here. He did. When you invoke Stalin's name in the same sentence as Trump, that's called a comparison. And that's exactly what he did. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 in a cell, cbsphilly.com/rich. Well, the Republicans should reprimand Jeff Flake for that speech. They should. They should censure him for that. I'm not even joking.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.